Are you dating someone and you want to know if she or he is the one? Are you wanting to date on the internet? The ancient system of face reading, a psychological tool, looks at facial features like your ear color, the face shape of your jaw, your teeth, and each has a psychological meaning that expresses your personality and patterns in your life. Hi, I'm Barbara Roberts, and I've been featured on Tyra Banks, NBC Nightly News, 75 other national radio and TV shows, and have a 500,000 views on YouTube of face reading. In a few examples, I'm going to show you how you can learn more about your personal life and how to choose your life partner, someone who will be fun, sexy, and harmonious. So, what we look for in face reading to start with is a 70-30 match of your facial features to theirs. You're looking for a natural range in your tendencies, and these are expressed in the physical facial features. You know, your eye color, the shape of your forehead, your hair, etc. What I'm going to talk about first are lips, because these show your intimacy quotient. So if you're on a first date or you're checking out people on Match.com or you're just looking at people at the coffee shop, here are some things that will show you what they're like on a romance level. The first facial feature is when the lips are very full. This would be someone like Angelina Jolie. And the psychological meaning for this is someone who is sensual, generous, and warm-hearted. Someone who has full lips and a wide mouth, meaning the shape of the mouth is a lot wider than the nose. This would be like President Obama. That person in a romantic or personal relationship would be very affectionate and generous. However, when we see a very tiny mouth and we're looking at a small mouth as it's compared to the nose shape, this is someone who by essence can be self-absorbed or narcissistic, meaning very absorbed around their own personal desires and not so interested in you. This was found as an example in Henry VIII, who, as we know, killed four wives. Another feature that will show great sex in the face is when we look at the chin and there's a ball with a dimple on the chin, as we see in Michael Douglas. So this means someone who's very sensual. Also, if the philtrum, the area called right below the nose to the upper lip, has a strong line in it, like Kevin Costner, this is someone who has strong sexual energy and appeal. Other parts that make great sex, of course, are affection, warmth, intelligence. And these, for example, humor shows in crow's feet or radiance from the eyes. Warmth in the face shows in full cheeks or a rounded forehead. And someone who loves children and wants to make a commitment will have a rounded chin. Again, this is Barbara Roberts, author of How to Know Anyone at a Glance. And for more information, how you can use face reading to choose your life partner, please see my website, facereading1.com. And my book, Face Reading, How to Know Anyone at a Glance, is now available PDF, iPad, and paperback on the website. And I also do compatible readings, individual readings of you and your partner to see if really this person is the one for you. These are available on my website under the box, How to Get a Personal Reading. They start at $60 for 30 minutes. Good luck and my best wishes to you in finding the person who is right for you.